Ish. This podcast is about how everything we learned about money, we learned through hip hop. So let's get into it. And we're back. I know it's been a minute. I'm wearing about a mouth. Life been. And we've been adjusting and handling currently. Like, that's all we can do.
Yeah, I'm barely holding on.
Yeah, miss you. We glad to be back here. Clear's babe been traveling all over the world, seeing all these different people, kicking in the houses. And she back, y'all. And then yeah. I had my little riff where I went out of town. And so life has been life, okay? So we're back. So today we're going to talk about, ironically, no days off. So this reoccurring hip-hop narrative that's talking about like the grinding culture, I'll sleep when I die. It's so much pressure for no days off, Wale, our beloved friend from D.C. But really, Wale. Before... I know, that used to be a dude. That should be a boo. That's a hip hop?
Yes. Like, I used to be in love with him, but I kind of fell off of him a bit.
I think it was when he had the baby and got married. Was that when you
I felt betrayed. Like, we were supposed to be together.
Well, like, you knew. You knew my friend was waiting for you. You petty.
I really was waiting on him.
So, tonight we're going to talk about this. Really, before this episode, I never thought about how our parents' music, like, used to celebrate life. Like, they were talking about, let's groove tonight and celebrate good times. Like, they weren't talking about no days off. Like, they weren't talking about, I don't get tired.
We're gonna have a funky good time.
Yes! Hey, bro, they used to kick it.
Yeah.
Happy feelings in the air. I mean, come on.
Speaking about like having a good time, my mom told me a story once. She said one time they were in college at some college party at A&M back in the day. And she said they danced so hard on the floor that they stumped a hole in the floor.
You're lying.
No.
Yeah, either they were like, doing some major stumping or their floor was weak. Which one was it?
Probably both.
That is a good time. Yeah. Now that's a ball. I bet they used to have so much fun.
So much fun.
Oh, I know. I'm looking kind of jealous of that. Because anytime we go somewhere, we got to pull out our phone. We got to make sure everybody know we're there. And I'm just giving two if I'm somewhere. But I'm trying to get out of recording concerts that I never go back to see and just being in the moment. Like,
exactly.
I think we should do a better job of that. But yes, so our parents, they were all about having fun. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. They hustled. They went to school. They got their certificates to do certain jobs. So they were also taking care of business. But I just think when it came time to kick it or the celebration piece, it wasn't a, I got to go work kind of culture. You know, they took weekends off and spent time with family or friends and were coaches of their little league team. Where I feel like now it's almost guilty. Like if I'm not working on a Saturday or doing something on Sunday, it's almost a guilt trip. Why do you feel like we created, or when do you feel like this culture came out where it was working on the weekends like usual? You know, it was like that type of energy. When do you feel like that shift happened, and why did hip hop culture go from the Diddy days of the yachts and the parties to I don't get tired. I don't take no days off or work hard, you know, play hard mentality.
I got you. You know, that's a really good question. I think that like so many folks in our age group were jaded, scarred, have become super cynical about just life in general, relationships and things like that. So it's almost like we hone in on things that we can control, like our careers, putting that work in, like, at least that's how I feel. You know, like, for example, like relationships make me nervous, but I know I can go back to school and get that degree. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's real.
Q Kevin Samuels, I'm a PhD. You know, somebody gonna say that.
Right, exactly. But no, I mean, 50 had the same mentality as the guys. Don't chase hoes, chase the money. Mm-hmm. Same mentality where the money, you're bringing the women that you want. You don't have to chase them. But all culture of nothing is ever enough. And I think it's driven, of course, we talk about social media every episode, but it's so involved in our day-to-day that you really can't ignore its effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
Something is never enough because you're always seeing someone with more or perceived more.
Right.
is that was driving our ability to where we feel like we can't take no days off. It's very similar to the post I had this week of Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you can't compete against fraud. He's right. But we're thinking, like Shannon said it perfectly. He was like, yo, I think I need to get another job or go do this because how this system's before this. That's literally what we're talking about right now.
Right. I don't know when we really made the shift, but you know, that's what we push, like in our music and just our day to day, like I'm on the grind or I got to hustle. Like even memes that you see women post, like, you know, I'm a boss, like all men want to be bosses. All men want to be bosses and, you know, sleep when you dead, stuff like that. You know, I don't know.
Yes. I mean, Jeezy had a whole album called TM103. Hustle's ambition. Like, yeah. And that was one of my favorites on the low. Like, that was one of my favorites. I was way too gone. What the hell? But yeah.
Oh, you used to love it.
I used to love this song.
Back in the classic. Yes. Classy weekend. Early 20s.
God. Yeah. That was a time to be
just
alive.
Out here. Hey. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. So while I still think our parents worked hard, they did their thing, I don't feel like they were celebrating the hustle culture as much as we're trying to celebrate it. And I think it's driven, though, by our desire to live outside our means that wouldn't afford our lifestyle without that level of hustle.
Oh, wow. So it all goes back to appearances.
Yes. Yes. Where I have to make another money because so-and-so boasts this Birkin bag that's exclusive that only somebody get. I'm about to go three more heads. I'm about to go braid five more people. Who cares if I had 2 hours of sleep?
Braid five more people. Girl, you ain't never braid nobody hair. You can do them little funky twists to your head. That'd be lopsided. Y'all should be trying to braid to the scalp. It'd be down. But it'd be like real wavy.
I can't help my hair won't tighten up to the point where it won't be curved.
I done messed up called you by your real name on these folks.
Exactly
shows.
Right.
I mean, funky hair. Y'all know that lady real name.
Y'all know that lady. I miss your friend. But yes. So like... This all started because I said I wanted to braid five more heads. Like, that's how we got here.
I'm like, braid five more heads. Good. It's talking like she in a shop somewhere. I got five more heads and I can come home now, which I won't. Unless she got some kids at the house. I got five more heads. Y'all gonna have to wait. Put that down, Zaquan.
If I'm a dentist, I gotta clean five more people this week than I normally would. So instead of being in the shop being at the office at 9, I'm coming in at 7. I don't go to sleep to 12, but it's fine. It's going to be to our detriment. That's why actors are dying at 50. Like, we're looking up seeing people that are just in their peak of their career not making it.
Mm.
And granted, we all have our own issues. We all have our things we're going through, but I think that a lot of that is driven by just this culture vulture of hustle, and that's it. Like, you either hustle or you die. Like, that's it.
Right.
And I think there are also times we confuse hustling with being busy. Those are two different things. I can be busy and run the streets and never sit down and literally accomplish nothing. Hustle is I'm somewhere generating whatever desired income or whatever desired results in a given time that impacts my ability of rest and taking time to be with family.
I think there is a big difference because you can be busy doing nothing. Like, you know, I totally agree with you there. And so when you're on this so-called grind, just make sure that it's intentional. Make sure that you're taking steps that will actually get you to your ultimate goal, because we could be going around in circles and getting nowhere.
I love that. I love that. Well, yes. Well, that wraps up our conversation for today. Let's head into the You Got McDonald's Money.
Cute. We'll be right back after our You Got McDonald's Money segment.
which is an ode to parents everywhere who tried to teach us fiscal responsibility. Stay tuned.
Well, today on this You Got McDonald's Money segment, we're going to talk about some ways to make multiple streams of income without much grind. So you can still have these extra sources of income potentially, but without all the hustle and bustle of you sacrificing your rest and your time and all those good things, and also still make money. So one thing I thought of was eBooks. Literally, people are not writing their books anymore. They have a whole platform that allows some people to talk about the topic that they would love to address, and then someone literally generates their thoughts out of this overall topic. It's really crazy. And I'm wondering if there are any copyright or plagiarism issues with it. But it's pretty, it could be lucrative. I mean, you throw the thing on Amazon, whoever buys it. Like, that's it. So,
that's true.
And eBooks do not have to be long. Like, I think at the minimum, they're 10 pages. Anybody can write 10 pages of anything.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if it's like a children's book. Like, I was looking into doing that like a while back. But I can't draw and stuff. So I was like, I got discouraged.
Well, you could.
But like children's books, like little, like alphabet books, things like that, you can put on Amazon and make money. Like, I actually know one of my sorority sisters, she wrote a children's book and she sold it on Amazon. So, yeah.
No, that's amazing. I think that's super dope. And I think, you know, this is one way where you forget about whatever this performance is. Right. Like, you just go up there and move on. Subscription platforms. We talk about this all the time, this way, where we take advantage of the small things that we know. People literally are subscribing to platforms to learn information that we take for granted. We have so much knowledge between each other that if we created a subscription platform, it would literally pop and have actual information that someone can learn from.
What are we going to talk about?
You can literally talk about the effects of moving from college and then teaching as a young teacher. There are people that is going through that every single day. You could talk about going back to school as a PhD student from the start of that process to where you are now. You could talk about a cheer coach. Right now, these five things to have a successful season.
A good cheer program.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You literally have written your current school's cheer program. What tournaments it's supposed to go to, what training camps, and why.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so much stuff we could talk about. You could talk about
make this money.
Bruh, like we're sleeping. We're sleeping. And lastly, will be on my list will be stock portfolio. That's the most easiest way to make passive income. However, majority of that's gonna be long-term investments. So if you're looking for something quick, that's not it. I would not recommend that if you're looking for a quick hit, unless you're someone that can day trade and participate in active market issues. I don't think that would be good for short-term gains.
I don't even know what none of it is.
And it's fine. We'll talk. We'll have a whole episode explaining.
No, thank you.
So, yes. Well, in conclusion, let's move on to the Keeping It Funky with Smunky. And
at the end of the day with Clizabay.
My Keeping It Funky with Smunky moment is don't forget to celebrate the small wins. Take some time to determine what success looks like for you. Because it can be totally different than what it is looks like for others. My success is totally different than Cliff's face. Lastly, you cannot be everything to everybody all the time. Recognize that and be more kind to yourself. Basically, life can be so much more than just about work, despite what the quote-unquote hustle culture has to say.
Okay. All right. Well, since Spunky wrote her dissertation for her little nugget, I'm going to keep mine short and sweet. But nah, for real, you had some good stuff to say, friend. You had to get it off your chest.
Definitely.
That was good. That was good. So here we go. So mine is just simple as this. Slow down, breathe, reflect, rest, and rejuvenate. Don't y'all be out here killing yourself for a check.
I love it. That was perfectly said. Well, thank you.
As we close out today's episode, remember, investment before dividend, always.
keep doing right by others, your reward is coming soon. Peace and love.
And love. Subscribe and tune in on all major platforms, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. New episodes will be available every other Tuesday. In the meantime, stay connected with us by following us on Instagram at @AMB_ISH. Please follow the link on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube page, About My Business-ish.